O Sai Baba, Sai Natha, Sai Deva, I am heartfully prostrating at your feet before going to start this miracle. Om Sai Ram. I would like to share my experience with all Sai Bandhus. A couple of years back when I was facing a tough time with a lots of tension, anxiety and panic every moment, then I could not sleep properly. At that time I borrowed a book from library on the life of Sri Krishna. It was the book that later inspired me to learn Vishnu Sahasranam. The reading was going on great, but I was suffering with neck pain by reading the book continuously for so many hours. But the pull towards the book was great, and so I did not let the pain deter me. The more my mind was engaged in reading this book, the less time spent with anxiety and fear. A few days later the pain, however, became severe and it began to spread all over my shoulders and spine. I could not turn or sleep or sit or walk without my husband's help. At that instant, I thought that my problem can be solved by a reading Sri Sai Satcharitra, and flashed in my mind these lines from our Sai Satcharitra. First it was not noticed, but as the Lord protects those who are intent on hearing his stories, he casually cast a glance over his shoulder and noticed the scorpion. I smiled teasingly at Sai, mentally, asking him, "Well Sai, I am now reading your story. This pain troubles me. Will you come to protect me and help me get rid of it?" Then I continued with my reading, but not before slightly mocking at him, saying, "How will you come?" That night I had a strange dream. I still don't know whether to call it a dream because it was so real. I was sleeping when all of a sudden I woke up to see a lady in pink sari walking towards my room. I panicked and wanted to shout to my husband, but my voice failed me and I was literally paralyzed with fear. The lady came almost near me, but now it was not the lady but Sai in his white robe. Though it was him, I was scared to death and did not want to face him. Thenceforth I neither move an inch nor call my husband. I began to sense his touch, pressing my neck hard, and I could not bear the excruciating pain. In my mind I was moving about here and there and pleading with him to let me go. But he would not listen. He seemed enraged and pressed hard and asked, "Do you now believe I can and will personally come to help those who read my stories?" I cried, "Yes, Sai. I believe so. I believe so." But they were mere words, and who could deceive him? He got so wild with rage that I thought my neck would break once and for all. I cried from the bottom of my heart, "I am sorry for doubting you, Sai. Punish me, but I promise that I am truly sorry." A few seconds later the hold began to loosen and I could feel some movement in my body. I tried whispering to my husband, saying, "See to my left. Sai is here." I am afraid. I closed my eyes tightly and went to sleep. The next day morning everything was fresh in my memory when I opened my eyes. I asked my husband if anything happened that night. He said he could hear me saying, "See, Sai is here," and things like that, but he could not open his eyes though he could hear my voice. Both of us were surprised when I got up from the bed all by myself and went about doing things as usual, no trace of pain whatsoever. The pain that tortured me for 1 week vanished in just one night with no medicine or pain balm. Om Shri Sai Ram. Nandini. In the above miracle, Nandini asked two questions, as you see how Sai responds to her questions and proves his statements never false whatever he told to his devotees. I remind you one of Sai's sayings. If someone asks for something heartfully, then I am always ready to grant it to my child. O Sai Baba, I am very thankful to you for providing a wonderful opportunity to make this audio. For more audios, please visit SaiLeelas.com.